it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Go, go,
Game 6 of the World Series tonight, and the Astros are going to bring it home.
Here come the Astros, burning with desire. Here come the Astros, breathing orange fire. Here come the Astros, with winning on their mind.
Here come the Astros, number one every time. Go, go, Astros. It is going to be lit in the box tonight because not only is Fromber going tonight, and Fromber's going to go out there and deal because that's what Fromber does, and not only is the King going to be yelling play ball, but Mattress Mack is going to be throwing out the first pitch. And he intimated on social media, and he might have been joking, who knows, but he intimated on his social media that he may come out dressed as the meme that's been going everywhere with the headband and everything.
I don't even know who drew that, but it has exploded. Like, it's the greatest thing ever. It is everywhere now. Every person has made it a t-shirt. I know our guys at 97 Graphics have. There's tumblers of that meme. It's everywhere. He's signing autographed pictures of the meme to sell for the Astros charities.
That's awesome too. So in that video that we're talking about, he printed out a bunch of, you know, 8x10 glossies of this meme, signing all of them.
Yeah.
And I guess they're going to be selling them at the game tonight. Like, yeah. Mattress Mack is the most brilliant human to ever walk the face of the earth when it comes to marketing. Nobody does it better than Mattress Mack, and he's going to be on hand tonight to win what, $75 million or whatever he's going to win.
Yeah.
When the Astros win the whole damn thing tonight, it is a coronation tonight. There is no losing tonight.
I hope not.
There isn't. Their chance to win this damn series was in Philadelphia. They had their chance when the TV was telling you how great their fans are and how loud it is and how tough it is to play in there. Hey, A-Rod, how tough was it when you played here? Let me tell you, it was so hard. That is not how A-Rod sounds at all. That was more like Bob from La Bamba. If Bob from La Bamba was on the pregame show, and Bob from La Bamba, they were like, hey, how tough is it to play in Philadelphia? He would have said, it's not my first or my last. That's what he would have said. Now, all that said, you watch these big hype pieces for Philadelphia. Hey, we eat cheesesteaks. Hey, we're tough. Hey, our broads are fucking ugly. All that stuff. And they still only managed how many wins? One. They won one game in that stadium.
I'm interested to see the pieces they do about Houston, though, like on the pregame. And I know we're going to be watching LSU, Alabama leading up to the first pitch, so we're not going to see all the, you know, the hype videos for Houston and stuff. But I am curious to see how they are compared to, like, how they blew Philly.
Yeah, maybe they were assuming they were going to win the series. Maybe they're scared of them like a lot of the other dopes in the world are. I don't know.
What was it, Lids that accidentally posted the championship merch for Philadelphia?
Yes, they did. Lids actually did. They posted the championship gear, which is funny. But, yeah, so it's I don't know what they're going to do when they cover Houston tonight on these broadcasts. I don't know who they're going to use in their hype videos. I don't know what they're going to do. But tonight is a coronation because the Astros are winning this game tonight. There's no way it goes to a game seven. Fromber's going to pitch his dick off tonight. They're going to get just enough offense like they do. In a perfect world, they'd come out and they'd score seven runs in the first inning, ball game over.
That'd be nice.
That'd be great. We sit back, we enjoy it, we celebrate because they are winning this thing tonight in Houston and we're celebrating. And if you're listening to this before the game, our plan is to go on Twitch after the game and celebrate tonight. They're getting the W and we're popping bottles.
Let's hope.
We're popping bottles tonight. Well, and we're going to celebrate LSU beating Alabama.
Let's hope for a couple things. Let's hope, A, that the Astros win tonight, and B, that the Twitch actually works, because it may not.
There's that. But none of this matters. What matters right now is the ball game that's going down in Houston tonight. We are hyped. We are jacked. Everybody was blowing Philly for the last 3 days. All they did in Philly was lose 2 out of 3 and put the Astros in position to win the series at home, game 6, tonight, big celebration in the H. I'm
excited. And we'll get to see McDougal on Twitter bitching about how Fromber's obviously cheating. Yep. Can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be huge.
Can't wait.
We're going to get tons of this guy's cheating, what's on his hands.
Yep.
The umpires are cheating for the Astros. We're going to get all that. None of it matters. One thing I wish that we can be in that building tonight if... I mean, I'd like to be there anyway because it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But if Mattress Mac goes out there with like the do-rag on.
And the chain.
And the chain and throws out the first pitch wearing that, which would be brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. If he does that, that place will, it might collapse.
Yeah.
You will have never heard a lot, other than possibly when George W. Bush threw the first pitch at the World Series after 9/11. Maybe. Maybe that's the only other time a first pitch would be that impactful. He comes out there with the meme look and goes out there and throws a fucking strike and that place collapses because it's so goddamn loud. My God, that's going to be electric. Holy shit. Oh God, do it, Mac. Mac, I love you. You know I love you. I think you're the GOAT. You know you're the GOAT. You're epic. Here's what I need from you, Mac. I need you to go out there with the fucking do-rag and everything on and just nail it. If he does that, like, I cannot think of a cooler fucking thing than any human has ever done.
Ever. And I mean, it's going to be loud, even with just him throwing out the first pitch. I mean, there was that petition that was going around that, like, on accident, got like 170,000 signatures in like 3 hours.
Yes.
For Mac to throw out the first pitch.
I can't.
So even just him throwing the pitch is going to be like monstrous. But if he came out there with the chains, with the do-rag, and maybe with a styrofoam cup of purple shit.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Dude, it is going to be B-A-N-A-N-A-S. In the juice box. Like, Mac has taken over the world. He's the biggest story. The people in Philly fucking hate him. It's fucking great. I love it. They're sweating. They're nervous. I love it. There's a guy. What's this guy's name? Mark Drew. Is that his name? That's kind of gone viral for making Astros kind of like hype, like parody songs kind of. But they're cool. They're not like my kind of parody songs that are, you know, meant to be funny and wacky. They're actually pretty fucking cool.
But he's like an actual artist, I believe. He's not just, you know, a radio guy making parody songs.
Well, I don't downplay my parody songs, but... I can downplay my own parody songs. You can't.
Mark Drew. What's his Instagram? Do you have it pulled up?
Let me see here. I'll get his gram here in a second, but it's Mark Drew. And our buddy Adam Sanchez, who's a big supporter of Gist Nation.
Yes.
He's a Gisser.
Yes, he is.
He has been very supportive.
That's where we found the video.
Yes, it is Mark Drew HTX on Instagram, and I think that might be the same on TikTok.
Give him a follow.
That's kind of where this thing went viral. It's Mark Drew HTX on TikTok as well. And our buddy Adam Sanchez was awesome. And he's a big fan of the show, and we love him. And that's where we saw this. This song is fucking killer. It's a parody. If you want to call it a parody. I mean,
I actually want Mac to come out to this song.
And it's called Don't Mess With The Mac. Oh,
yeah. What they talking about, baby? It's Mark Drew. What it do? Look. There's 3 things down here that you can never attack. Astros, Whataburger, and Mattress Mac. But once you cross the line, you can never go back. You better maybe go Will Smith, you might get smacked. Cause down here, plain and simple, Mac is the man. He can save you some money, but not for these hands. Treat him like the man, we do whatever we can to make sure that he's protected, that's a part of the plan. And to the fan that disrespected, I ain't never heard of you. But I know that you ain't about to come to gallery furniture. And if you're trying to swing, that's a silly thing to do. Cause it ain't gonna be no hits, that's the Philly thing to do.
Ah. Yeah.
Don't mess with the man. Don't mess with the man. Whole city got his back. Don't mess with the man. Don't mess with the man. Don't mess with the man. Whole city got his back.
They do.
So good.
Oh, that was good. I really appreciate the, you're gonna get no hits. That's a Philly thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good
one. I enjoy
one.
That.
That's solid work.
That's another thing I've been loving about the Philly people after they got no hit a few nights ago. Like they and all these media people across the country, because they're very anti-Astros. That's true. It's not me saying that as someone who's rooting for the Astros. It's just reality that they are very anti-Astros because of the cheating and all that shit. They're trying to downplay the fact that there was a no-hitter that happened. And yeah, it's not as cool as if a guy stays out there and throws 150 pitches and no-hits you. I don't think anybody's trying to say that it is.
Right, but this still doesn't happen every year at the World Series. It's only the second time there's ever been a no-hitter.
And one team literally got no fucking hits in a World Series game.
So
it is a no-hitter.
Pretty cool.
Like the idea that it's like, oh, that's not a real no-hitter. That's a combined no-hitter.
But yeah, tough shit. If the Phillies would have thrown that combined no-hitter.
Yeah, fuck them. Like, again, it doesn't
be posterized forever.
Yes, it'd be on a t-shirt by now. Fuck it. Like, and that's the thing is nobody made that big of a deal out of it in Houston because they're used to being in the World Series and doing big things. Like, I think most people know that a combined no-hitter isn't, a guy throwing nine innings. Like, I get that. And I understand why it's not respected as such. Like, that's totally cool.
Right.
But the idea that, like, well, it wasn't a no-hitter. Well, one team came up to the plate in nine different innings and didn't get a fucking hit.
So it is, in fact, a no-hitter.
It is a no-hitter.
And still so pretty
piss
rare.
Off.
Like it or not.
It is extremely rare. It's happened
Deal
twice.
With it.
It's been happened twice ever in the history of the fucking World Series. I don't care if it was combined or not. One team went out there and got a whole nine innings worth of players out without getting a fucking hit. I'm ready to go. And I think it's a fair criticism to say that the juice box sometimes is kind of a wine and cheesy feeling crowd. Like, once you've been there four times, and you get the rich folks that go and it's
I get the criticism that it's not as loud as other stadiums and it's not as rowdy, sure. But I think tonight, especially with Mac, I think you're going to hear the loudest Houston crowd you've ever heard.
I think it's going to be nuts. I think so. And, and if I were there on the radio, I'd be calling people out and playing all this audio of all these dopes and reading these posts saying that you don't get loud. That happened when the Saints played the Rams. I get they lost that game. But the Saints played the Rams, and all week long, people kept talking about how the dome isn't very loud. And on the video board, they would play the clips of TV people, football players saying the dome isn't that loud. And I can tell you, the loudest venue I've ever been in was the Saints Rams Superdome for the NFC Championship game, and early in the game they forced an interception during that, and I think it was a sack fumble type of situation, but still it gets the people going. I think sometimes when you're good for so long and you get spoiled, and Houston fans are spoiled, we've talked about that a lot, Houston fans are very spoiled, you get kind of just used to it, it becomes kind of ho-hum, the newness wears off. It's like being in a long-term relationship, whatever. Initially everybody's all lovey-dovey, whatever, later in it everybody's less lovey-dovey. That's a different world. You get comfortable, you get used to it. I think the Astros fans have gotten comfortable and gotten used to being really fucking good and being in the World Series. When you do it 4 out of 6 years, that's gonna fucking happen.
Is the roof open tonight or closed?
No idea. I'm thinking closed, though. I mean, if we would have heard something by now, I think, if it was going to be open, and people would have been bitching. So my guess is it's closed. And if it's closed, it's going to hold a shitload of sound. And this is an opportunity. And really, people should be loud, not just because it's the World Series, but this is the opportunity to change the perception of the organization. Now, some people are just going to always view you as shitty scumbag cheaters. But you can always come back at them and say, all right, we cheated in 2017. What's your fucking excuse in 2022?
You still cheated.
Doesn't matter. You have the trump card. And that trump card is, we fucking won in a year that we didn't cheat, whatever. And we are the fucking champions. Go back to your fucking hole, get your shine box, and piss off. That's what you can tell people. So hopefully people are loud and raucous and obnoxious and making life miserable, because I'm sick of hearing about Philadelphia. Now, again, they're loud because this is new to them. The Phillies are good once every 15 years or so. That's kind of their thing. They'll have a little stretch of being good. Then they're obsolete for years. Then they're good for a couple years. That's who they are. The people are really into it. Like, I get it. This is new to them again. They're glad to be back in the playoffs for the first time since 11, for World Series since 09. They're glad to be there. So of course it's loud. It's new to them. It's new to a whole generation of people. But it's important to note that the Astros have been there 4 out of 6 years. I've been in that venue when it's been loud. I know it can get crazy.
I was thinking this too. Like, remember the last time they won the World Series? Like, we went and watched Game 7 at, was it Game 7? Yeah, so we watched Game 7 at Woodrow's in Midtown.
Yep.
And, like, it was fun when they won. Like, people were, like, doing shots. And I think, like, my hair was doused in tequila because people were just, like, going nuts there at the bar or whatever. But it wasn't, like, a Philly-esque situation. I mean, people aren't climbing light poles. People aren't losing their minds. You're not hearing cars honking up and down the street. You know, like, it was pretty subdued on the walk back home that night.
Yep.
But that team was on the road. There wasn't a full stadium of people. So I'm wondering if they win it this year at home, are we going to get a more like ruckus, exciting, like,
I think there's
shit,
no doubt.
This is awesome.
Well, there's going to be 50,000 people damn near in the stadium.
Yeah.
And they're going to take it to the streets and it's going to be a madhouse.
That's
there.
What I'm hoping. I want to see that. Because again, like 2017 was awesome. But it didn't have, I mean, to me, and we weren't down by the stadium, but I mean, we didn't really see pictures or videos of people like going nuts, flooding the streets, you know? I want people to flood the streets. I want people to get nuts. Like,
yep. And I think they will.
And like, if we win, I want a better fucking celebration. I want a bigger rally.
Yep. We'll see.
Doesn't involve Sheila Jackson Lee.
Well, it probably will involve Sheila Jackson and Roller Governor and all of them. Oh, yeah. What they talking about, baby? Get it, Mark Drew, HTX. Look, there's three things down here that you can never attack. Astros, Whataburger, and Mattress Mack. But once you cross the line, you can never go back. You better make me go Will Smith, you might get smacked. Cause down here, plain and simple, Mack is the man. He can save you some money, but not for these hands. Treat him like the man, we do whatever we can to make sure that he's protected. That's a part of the plan. And to the fan that disrespected, I ain't never heard of you. But I know that you ain't about to come to gallery furniture. And if you're trying to swing, that's a silly thing to do. Cause it ain't gonna be no hits, that's the Philly thing to do. Ah! Shit's going down, baby.
Like if they win, I want Mac like emceeing the rally.
Yep, that's what I want.
I want Mac on stage with the players. I want Mac on like a, well, he should be on the Budweiser Clydesdale wagon, let's be real. Not Jim and I.
Yes. All right, so tonight we're going to get on Twitch either way, I think. Just I want to see if the fucker still works. But the plan is to be on there and celebrate the Astros World Series Championship.
Hopefully.
And, of course, also celebrate LSU beating Alabama.
Okay, that's, they're asking a little much there.
That will be a big celebration as well. Okay. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
All right, but anyway, Astros are going to go out. They're going to get this shit done tonight. Fromber's going to pitch his dick off.
Man, I hope so.
They are winning this shit. Philly had their chance. If they were going to win this shit, they needed to do it in Philly. They couldn't get it done in front of the greatest baseball fans ever. Oh, they're so loud. Hey, Rod, how tough is it to play in front of these people? Well, here I am talking to Philly Rob. Philly Rob, how loud is it in here? Fuck, did you know that the Phillies weren't very good to start the season? Did you know they have an interim manager? Did you know the Philly Fanatics are the greatest mascot ever? Did you know that these fans are loud? Did you know that most of them are fucking unemployed because they're fucking losers? Did you know that their wives are fucking hideous? Oh, it's just not cheesesteaks, am I right? Fuck it.
The Astros should bring out Joe Girardi.
They should. They like a mind fuck. You're like, here to throw out the first pitch, Joe Girardi.
What the fuck? Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, we'll see you guys later.